Update. May 25, 11:30 a.m. The wildfire near Shovelnose Creek continues to be held. On Thursday, there are 6 BC Wildfire Service firefighters, assisted by a helicopter, working on the fire. The fire began on May 13 and is believed to be human-caused. "We continue to make good progress on this fire," said a spokesperson for the Coastal Fire Center in an email. "We are continuing to urge the public to be extremely cautious and responsible while out recreating. We did receive some rain in the general area. However, conditions are back to being sunny and warm, albeit seasonal temperatures and not above. The investigation is still underway as officials work to determine how the fire was started. Those with information can contact the Ministry of Forests Compliance and Enforcement Program online, call 1-877-952-7277, or number 7277 on a cell phone. Update. May 23, at 2 p.m. The wildfire near Shovelnose Creek continues to be held. This means that under current conditions, it is not expected to grow beyond its 38-hectare perimeter. On Tuesday, there are 11 BC Wildfire Service firefighters, assisted by one helicopter, working the fire. The rugged terrain and heavy fuel load is making some areas inaccessible. However, a full response effort is underway within the accessible terrain, said Kimberly Kelly of the Coastal Fire Center. The Squamish Valley fire began on May 13 and is believed to be human-caused. "We ask that anyone planning on recreating in the area stay well back from the area of the fire and, if having a campfire, put it completely out, cold to the touch," said Kelly. Original story. The Shovelnose Creek fire is holding steady. There are currently 23 firefighters and one helicopter working to control the fire. It is being held at 38 hectares in size, which remains unchanged from the previous week. A fire categorized as being held means the fire is not expected to grow. The human-made fire was started on May 13 near the 20-kilometer mark of the Squamish Valley Forest Service Road. It is unclear at this time when the fire will be called out. "It is impossible to say," said Donna McPherson, fire information officer with the Coastal Fire Center. The Shovelnose Creek fire investigation is still underway as officials work to determine how the fire was started. Those with information can contact the Ministry of Forests Compliance and Enforcement Program online, call 1-877-952-7277, or number 7277 on a cell phone. With hotter-than-average May temperatures, the Coastal Fire Center is asking the public to consider what they would do if they suddenly found themselves living near a fire. "It's a good opportunity for people to fire-proof their properties," said McPherson. "Anybody who's near a forested area, we recommend that they visit Fire Smart BC to find out some simple things they can do that will help us protect their home in the event of a wildfire near them." According to Fire Smart BC, people should have a fire evacuation plan, clean out the underside of their decks, and relocate propane tanks 10 to 30 meters from their homes, among other things. More information, including a home fire safety self-evaluation, can be found at firesmartbc.ca. There is currently a ban on open fires in the Coastal Fire Center.